nor can I believe that financial entanglements greatly strengthen the bonds of an empire in any case. We lost the American colonies because we interfered with their fiscal arrangements, and it was Napoleon's attempt to strangle the continental trade with Great Britain that began its downfall. I do not find in the ordinary relations of life that business relations necessarily sustain intercourse. The relations of buyer and seller are ticklish relations, very liable to strains and conflicts. I do not find people grow fond of their butchers and plumbers, and I doubt whether if one were obliged by some special taxation to deal only with one butcher or one plumber, it would greatly endear the relationship. Forced buying is irritated buying, and it is the forbidden shop that contains the coveted goods. Nor do I find, to take another instance, among the hotel staffs of Switzerland and the Riviera, who live almost entirely upon British gold, those impassioned British imperialist views the economic link theory would lead me to expect. And another link, too, upon which much stress is laid, but about which I have very grave doubts, is the possibility of a unified organization of the empire for military defense. We are to have, it is suggested, an imperial army and an imperial navy.